What's up, guys? Hey, DIC family. I'm here in my studio with Mike Marabi and the team, so I got no worries today, not struggling over internet. So if you weren't on Thursday, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just I was trying to go live. We were up in Flagstaff. I was working from up there where it's cooler. It's about 2-hour drive from Phoenix, and we thought we had the internet dialed in and got off to a great start. There was thousands of you on, and the internet just wasn't serving us. Sometimes technology's rough, but I want to tell you, my team was texting me on how awesome you guys were in the chat and how positive you were, so thank you for that, because it can be frustrating. So before I get started today about health, vitality, energy, because what is anything without that, right? What is anything without feeling good, right? That old Indian proverb, a man who has his health has 1,000 wishes, a man without his health has but one, right? So what is all of the other stuff if we don't feel good, if we don't have the energy for our family, our friends, our loved ones, right? So you guys, this was like one of the most requested things. You know, usually it's the three things: mindset, marketing, and momentum. But a couple times a year, I do an outlier of health and vitality, energy, relationships. So many of you have asked about relationships. We might do a relationship piece, but how to tie it in personal relationships, also with business, so it serves everyone. But today we're gonna go through kind of the three steps, or three pieces, I believe, to really having a next level of energy and health. And it starts with mindset and then strategy, and then we're gonna get into some tactics. But before we get to that, I gotta tell you. So you gotta picture this. Hey, everybody, I'll come back and say hi to all of them. I'll come back and read all of these, I promise. And I'm just gonna try not to look, because all of your chats are coming in right here. Like this laptop right here has got all of them. And hey, everybody, if I look over here, though, I'll be like, squirrel, I'll ignore you. So I'll go back later and we'll do some Q&A today at the end. Let's do some Q&A. I got my team's going to jot some of your questions down. So if a question comes up in your mind while I'm sharing, write a Q and just write it out. And we'll try to get to some at the end. And then we're going to break down my notes for you, what I believe. I've never taught this before. This is fresh, brand new, and this is just me. Again, And what's the best about Inner Circle and this family that we've created? And hey, KBB family, what's up? If you're KBB, give thumbs up. If you're just not just, but Inner Circle members, say I see, thumbs up. It's so great to have you guys here. But I just want to go behind the scenes before we get started here. So picture this. So Thursday, thousands of you are on the line, right? Sounds like that movie. I got it all set up. We bought a cabin up in Flagstaff. It's the first time I was there, right? So we had someone go up and install the internet because that's my life and that's how I run my companies, right? So it was all set. I didn't even have pictures on the walls yet. But I go in the little office, home office, put a little light on, and Mike, and I'm working with Mike Marabi via, you know, my team is here, but I'm up there. I think it's all set. We test the internet before. There's some kind of speed test. It's like, oh, it's super strong. So I get on with you. What's up, KBB? What's up, Inner Circle family? So I turn it on, and everything's fine, as you notice. And then it started freezing. I'm like, oh, crap. And it's kind of distracting me. But I'm like, I'm going to just keep going. Mike's like, I think you're good. And all of a sudden, it stops. Now I'm going to share something with you that you really got to understand, because if you think you're the only one that this crap happens to, you're wrong on every level. So now I go, okay, I shut it off. And Mike goes, all right, just do this. Try another account. Change this, and I'm trying all these things. And he's like, all right, log out of that. And all of a sudden, my Skype account, because I was Skyping into the studio, and then the studio was pushing it to you. My Skype account, it like says I need a new password. I don't know my password. I've been logged into Skype for 10 years. I don't know, 5 years. So now I can't find it. I go in to reset. Now I'm doing all this while thousands of you are waiting for me, right? And if you know anything about me, I don't like to disappoint. I never miss anything. I don't miss my Mondays for KBB. I don't care how freaking crazy busy I am, if I'm traveling, if I'm like, I never miss for you. When I set an appointment, that's just maybe the way I was brought up, or just who it's like, if I say it, I'm gonna do it. So now I wanna serve you guys, and I know they're saying, wait, Dean will be back on. So now I'm trying to get just the password for Skype, right? And it won't let me in. So I reset the password, and the new password won't let me in. So Mike's like, okay, try it. Now I'm trying all this stuff. Now you guys are there, you guys are chilling, hanging out. Me, I'm like stressing because I'm leaving you hanging. So now I try that. I can't get in Mike. Now Mike sends me his Skype account. It's not working. So Mike's like, you know what? Just do this and let's just do the audio. Everybody's on. If the video won't come through, audio will. I'm like, do that. So now picture this. It's this cabin. It's got great like pine trees. It's really nice. It's 30 degrees. The reason we're there, it's 30 degrees cooler in Flagstaff than it is in Phoenix. 100 here, it's 70 there. So now there's a deck. I got my socks on, right? And there's wood floors in my the home office that's there. I'm all set up. Mike goes, all right, just do audio. Let's do it before it's, I'm like, come on, let's do this right now because everybody's still on. You guys are being so awesome. And I freaking run. Like, this is my personality. This is the energy. This is the enthusiasm I have. And this is because I don't like disappointing. If I say something, I'm going to do it. I'm outside, like overlooking the deck, on the deck, like overlooking. And Mike goes, let's do audio. I go to run in. I go to run in to get to you guys. And from like regular rough wood to the shiny, like hardwood floor with my socks on, I hit the hardwood and my feet went out. My feet went, literally, I feel over my head. I freaking slammed on the ground. My phone went flying. I slid into the desk. The desk knocked the computer off. It was and here's the crazy part. Mike was on the phone with me, and he heard the crash phone fly across the room. I just wanted to share that with you because if you ever are in those moments where you think you're the only one where things go sideways, and listen, that was no big deal, except I wanted to serve you guys. I felt horrible. So then my phone cuts out, and they were making fun of me later. Mike said, I need a life alert. Like, I've fallen and I can't get up. So that was really awesome that we got Mike to hear that absolute mess. I don't know if you can even see it. You see that right there? No big deal, but I got a big old black and blue on one hip. I walked around the rest of the day, like my neck felt over here, my hip felt, like I twisted. Anyway, so... no big deal. I just figured you'd laugh over that because the next time you're in one of those experiences where nothing will work, no one's watching, and you just want to like look up and be like, ah, okay, I had that. All right. So now that you had to suffer through that story, let's get to energy, vitality, health. When I thought through that, I'm like, you know, let's just think about this. No matter what age you are, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right? If you're here, can we admit that, let's just talk about the health or you know, eating right, being fit. Like, let's say being fit. Can we agree that the same fads have been circulating since you or were old enough to appreciate them or understand, right? I mean, do you remember it was the Atkins diet and it was like the biggest fad, and then all of a sudden, Atkins diet will kill you, makes your breath smelly and you're gonna die. No, we need more live green vegetables. All right, which is probably always the diet, right? But then it's like, no, complex carbs, let's get rid of the protein. Then there was the ketosis, like all protein, and then there's the all fat diet, like just go fat, eat bacon and butter, but nothing else, right? And it kind of, and then all of a sudden a documentary will come out, like the one that came out about going vegan, and it's like, oh shit, meat is so bad. Let's, we got to just all plant-based, and then it'll circulate back around. That's bad, it'll have no muscle tone, like, I'm not an advocate for any of them. I'm just saying, if it was the tool, if it was the mechanism, wouldn't we all be in shape, right? So when it comes to your business, it comes to your relationship, it comes with your health, vitality, energy, doesn't it all start with our mindset? If you wanted to start or scale your KBB business, but your mindset said you're not good enough, you're an imposter, and you dabble, will it ever work, right? If your relationship, you say, I want to have intimate, passionate love and be connected with my partner, but I'm not worthy of love, or love doesn't really exist, or I'll probably get screwed over. Can you ever have love, right? Don't we need the mindset? And it's the same with the energy, the vitality, right? I'm not bragging, but I'm 51. I'm in the best shape of my life. Like right now, literally, if I had a race or fight my 25-year-old, I'd kick his ass. Like, not even a comparison. I'm faster, quicker, more stamina, more alive, more energy. How is that possible? And that's some of the stuff I want to share today. Not like, look at me. More like, take what serves you and throw the rest away. That's what inner circles are all about, right? So I share that. I lost my train of thought. Sorry. Don't usually do that. I share that with you today because I want to set this foundation of, I don't care if the latest diet is whatever, it won't work. The latest thing to mental clarity, it won't work. the latest thing to have more, like, feel younger and alive and run faster. It won't work unless we go upstream, like we do in KBB, like we do in Inner Circle, like I do in my books. Go upstream and anchor in that foundation for success. So right now, let me know if you're ready to anchor in that foundation for success when it comes to your health, your energy, and vitality, right? Can we get an amen or hell yes on a Saturday or heck yes, right? Because listen, I'm not a fitness coach. I'm not I'm not the most qualified person to give you everything on being the best you when it comes to your health, vitality, and energy. But I can give you some things that work in real time, right? I'm not gonna give you stuff that's theory. I don't know. Still in my office, we have one awesome lady, Susan, who works in our company, is the only person I think older than me in this entire company. The majority of my company is in their 20s and early 30s. The majority, 100 people, right? Still to this day, and now that I'm challenging you, there's not one of them in my company that I think could beat me to the top of Camelback Mountain. I've been challenging everybody for years. It's a long climb. And it's like this. I can run up that thing to this day. I know it's going to happen soon. And I'm sure now that I put it back out, there's a couple going to come after me. But I will die before I let someone beat me, right? We doing good, Mike? All's good. So, but how does that happen? So I just want to give you the start with the mindset. The heck yes and the amens coming in. Appreciate it. Because again, if we don't have that energy, how do you get through, right? How do you get through a day without energy drinks and without multiple coffees, and how do you not come home burned out? You know, some of that is in here, right? Especially if you're doing something you hate, you're ready for that next level, but you're not quite there yet. You know, can't this mess with this, right? So that was my little speech. You have to kill the inner dabbler. I get that. See, I can't look. I want to, you know, share all these great things coming in. So that's why I wanted to start with a process. Now, here's the other thing with Inner Circle. Sometimes, guys, if I haven't taught it 10 times, like, I'll teach this again, and when I teach it again, I'll refine it. This is something for KBB members. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be impactful, right? Take impactful over perfection. Can somebody write that down? Impact over perfection. Today, I might not have this in the right order, but I guarantee you're all going to have breakthroughs today. So that's a really good example of just impact over perfection, right? So first is, I wrote, and when it comes to mindset, again, no specific order, is focus on the outcome 5 times more than you currently do. What the hell's that mean? Okay, so with eating right, we're gonna go from physical to mental and back and forth, right? Remember, no order, right? But let's just give an example of exercise. I get up at 5 every morning and I go work out. There's hardly ever a time in history that I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go, oh my God, I'm so excited to go in the gym and work out and like just do it, especially leg day. I freaking hate leg day. Hate it. I don't kind of dislike leg day. I hate leg day. Okay. But when I focus on, oh, I got to get up. I got to take a shower. I got to do my little routine, which we'll talk about later. Got to find the energy, get in the mindset. I want to write this down about my ebooks or about audiobooks. But if I let myself go down the road of, oh crap, I got to get up, I got to do legs, I don't want to do it. But when I focus on the outcome, there's also never been a time that when I'm done working out, I don't feel euphoric. I don't feel amazing. Like, I'm like, I did it. I accomplished this today when I didn't want to. I also focus on the example I'm setting for my children. Their father working out 6 or 7 days a week is just, that's what you do. It's not a thing you do when you're overweight. It's not a thing you do when you're not feeling great. It's just what you do. It's like brushing your teeth. It's like saying please and thank you. It's just what I do. My kids already know it's a part of their life. Kids don't do what you say. They do what you do. So that's an outcome. I'm not focusing on lifting the heavy weights or doing squats. I'm focusing how I'll feel afterwards and the example I set to my kids. There's a third thing I focus on. I love having more energy than anyone half my age. I don't know if it's ego. I don't rub it in your face. I just love it. People always say, I love your enthusiasm. I love your energy. It's a part of me. I don't want to lose this. My kids are 13, 11, and 4 months old, right? 4 months old today. My son, Luke, is 4 months old today. My wife wants to get him a little cake. I'm like, babe, we can wait till you're... Anyway, but I love having that energy. I told my son, you're not beating me in a running race until I'm 80. That's a bet I met with him. And my son is literally has been the fastest kid on all of his teams. He's lightning. And I was really fast too. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's genetic. My dad was really fast. So I don't know if it's genetic. Like, it's very rare I ever get somebody to beat me in a running race. I always tell my son, you're not beating me to your 80s. He's like, oh, heck no, Dad. 13 is the number. He's 11 now. He's like, 13, I'm blowing by. I'm like, hell no. I'll focus on that when it's time to go leg day. It's easy to say. It's easy to have in your mind, like, oh, today, you know, I didn't sleep last night. Let me do it another. Or it's easy to get up and go, let me just get a cup of coffee. And then when I get the coffee, then you're like, maybe tomorrow. How important is it to you? We're going to get into those pieces. So I don't digress too much, and I kind of follow somewhat of a format. Focus on the outcome 5 times more than you do. Now, why do I say 5 times? Because I just made that shit up, right? Thank you for the happy birthdays for Luca. I just made it up. Like, I just know it needs to be significantly more important in your life to focus on the results, not the effort that you have to put in, right? Now, is that the same way with food? Okay, my wife, I have to be honest, loves desserts. She says, no, I don't really like sweets. BS. Hun, if you're watching, love you. You love sweets. Now, she only does it a couple days a week, but I'd go 6 months or a year without, never once, not even a consideration. Have a nice meal. I don't look at the dessert menu. They bring it. I'm like, no, thank you. My wife's always like, what are you doing? I'm like, I haven't had dessert in a year. Now, my wife will want to have dessert 3 times a week. And I guess she can because she looks amazing and she works out really hard, but that it doesn't sit that well with me, right? So when it's time for dessert and the cake's passed around, I don't go, oh my God, I gotta miss out on this cake. It's probably so yummy. What I think about is the end result. If I say no to that cake, that's a moment of, I wish I had it. But it's a lifetime of health. It's a lifetime of not ever dealing with diabetes or being overweight or not having the energy to play with my kids. Me, I have a 4-month-old. I'm 51. My wife wants 3 or 4 more. No exaggeration. Like, I better keep my ass in shape, right? So I focus on the outcome. So number one, focus on the outcome rather than the task at hand. Number two, who are you doing this for? Now that's another, I kind of already covered it. So I'm doing the who, why, and what really quick. So who could you be doing this for when you want to get up and work out, when you want to take the run, when you want to just take a walk, when you want to say no to the unhealthy food? You know, when your friends are like, oh, stop eating like a bird. Stop eating like a cow. Eat some real meat. Eat some food or whatever it is. It's easy to go, you know, they're probably right. I deserve it. I work hard. Or do you go, no, I'm doing this for my wife. I'm doing this for my husband. I'm doing this for my kids. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for my 70-year-old self. You know, it's really hard to teach kids to do better things now so they don't get sick at 50, 60, 70. Really hard. They can't see that far in advance. But I talk to my kids like this all the time, and I know it sinks in at some level. It's like, do this for your 60-year-old self. You want to feel great? I mean, I have some dear friends I went to high school with. I love them to death. But 51 hasn't treated them so well, right? 51 hasn't treated them so well. I pray for them. But I remember when I used to make the harder choices. You know, I always say, live the hard way now for an easier life later, or live an easy life now for harder later. I can remember times with some of the exact friends when I'd make healthier choices or different choices or go to the gym after a night of going out with them and get home at 2 o'clock and at 6 o'clock I'm at the gym. Like, you're crazy. Who's crazy? Like, now they're like, I literally have one friend who's like, why didn't I listen to you? He's going through a really tough time health-wise, right? Same age as me. Harder now to live a better life in the future. Who would you do that for? So find a who and think about them. When you feel like eating wrong or making bad choices or not going to the gym, who would you do it for? And then the next one is why? This is a really important one. Why do you want more energy? Why do you want to be healthy? Why do you want to have more like enthusiasm, right? A lot of components in here, but why do you want it? Now, you know, if you're a part of KBB, you read my book, Millionaire Success Habits, you know that I go deep on the seven levels deep. You do that. Why not do the seven levels deep in health and vitality, right? Energy. Why do you want more energy? Why do you want to be more fit? Why do you want to have more mental clarity? Why do you want to have more energy at 7 o'clock at night than you currently do? Listen, one of the things that we're going to get to is finding a way to love what you do. Not all of you do. A lot of you, KBB family, you're loving what you do and you're ready to make it real on another level, scale it, even start it. But why do you you know, why do you want more health? I want to tell you, for example, I just helped Tony. Some of you, a lot of you got to see UPW, the first Unleash the Power Within live virtual, right? I helped Tony orchestrate that whole thing. I created the Comeback Challenge. I laid the whole thing out. I did 100% of the marketing. I helped my brother. He's my brother. He's my best friend. I love him dearly, right? And he needed to shift from in-person to virtual. I'm like, I got this. I'm going to jump in with my team. And we're partners on multiple things, but we jumped in and said, let's do this. And then we laid out UPW, and it sold out, and the biggest UPW ever. If you could imagine what it takes to steer a couple hundred people from all live events to virtual, and then build the technology, and then fill the event, and build the arena. I didn't sleep. I'm not kidding you. I didn't sleep more than 4 hours a night, maybe more than 3 hours a night, for a couple weeks. It was 6 weeks of the craziest schedule of my entire life. Like crazy, probably the craziest schedule I've ever had, right? And I'm a worker. I can do 20-hour days like it's nothing. But I worked every piece of this. Those of you that know me, you probably could tell the behind the scenes, the marketing, the comeback challenge, the offer, over-delivering. Everybody loved it. It was an event that changed the world. And who better than Tony Robbins? There's nobody better than him, right? Like, let's just say it. Comes to mindset and what he teaches, best of the best. But I didn't sleep. And the 5 days of UPW, maybe 2 hours a night. I was up till 3 o'clock analyzing the day so I can make suggestions and recommendations and all the shifts for tomorrow. No one's ever done it. No one's ever done a Zoom training with 22,000 people. It's the biggest Zoom in the history of the world. Zoom, the owner of Zoom called Tony and couldn't believe it. No one's ever done it. The biggest Zoom, the biggest UPW, the biggest transformation, the biggest board break in history. All those things took 22-hour days. But I had the gas in the tank to do it. Tony's like, you're incredible. And Tony's got the same stamina, right? Him and I are both doing 3 hours. And he's like, it was there for when I needed it. How great would it be? Like, why are you doing this? Maybe it's just because when it's time, you have the gas in the tank. You have the ability to do it, right? I'm not doing it for the money at this phase of my life. I'm just being honest. I'm doing it for the impact. I'm completely obsessed with impact. Why am I here on a Saturday when I haven't spent time with my kids, my wife? I've been so damn busy. I'm here because I'm obsessed with impact. I'm obsessed with delivering this message to you. If you get one thing out of this today that shifts your health, your energy, your vitality, then I did my service here on a Saturday, right? But why do I want that energy to be able to do this? You think, did you ever see, you watch UPW? Some of you did. Did you see Tony on stage? Tony looks 60 years old. The guy went 13 hours on day three, or something like that, 12 hours on day three, 10 hours on day one. How? Because of some of these things we're sharing with you today. Not rocket science. I don't have the book on vitality and youth, and I don't have any magic like needle that goes in your arm and makes you numb. I don't have a magic pill that gives you, I don't have a magic energy drink that does it for you. I'm just giving you the stuff that you could do. Everything I'm sharing with you today, you have all the ingredients you need right inside of you, right? So we're gonna dabble between mindset and strategy and tactics, right? So why do you want it? I have some whys. So I have gas in the tank when I need it. There ain't nobody that outworks me. No one, and I love it. Maybe I get significance through that. Okay, I get a little significance that I can outrun, outwork, outthink, and I don't mean think because I'm the smartest guy in the room. I mean clarity of thinking. You know how cool is it that I can go 12, 13, 18 hours and still be freaking crystal clear at 51 years old? Like crystal clear at 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody's like, I can't even think straight. It's my fifth cup of coffee. I'm like, no. How does that happen? That's not the way I was born. I developed this. I created this. It's like a power plant. A power plant doesn't have energy. It creates energy. These little things that seem like little things are actually things that creates my energy. Everybody asks, how do you do it? Like this, okay? So why do you want it? Not me, why do you want it? So then the next thing is not only why, but what does more energy look like in your life? What would it be like to feel younger, stronger, more alive? Like, what does that look like? What does that look like when you get out of bed, right? These are the, you know, I love visual. Like your mind can attach, right? Like a vision board. I know I've never built a vision board in my life, so I'm not advocating that, and I'm not saying I just never have. Do I set goals? Of course. But what does more energy look like on a day-to-day basis for you? Does it finally give you the energy to get up a little earlier to work out? Does it finally give you the energy to get rid of your, to get done with your thing you do during the day so you can work on your next level of life at night with more clarity, more stamina, more enthusiasm and energy, right? If you're a KBB member and you're already crushing it, what does more energy look like in your life to that next level? Or you're just starting, you want to do your first campaign or whatever business you're in, right? What does more energy, more enthusiasm, more vitality look like in your relationship? What does it look like as a parent? What does it look like as a friend? Right? I want, the more we visualize, like, okay, everybody always says that I have a lot of energy. Wouldn't you love, this is real. Like, if, any of you that have met me, I'm sure there's got to be people in here I've got to spend time with. This is just who I am. That's the thing most people say is like, oh my God, I just thought you were like this hype guy. Like, I'm not obnoxious. Like, maybe I am to some people, but like, I'm not like always around like, hey, everybody, yay, rah, rah. I'm an introvert, just so you know. I love sharing with you, but I'm an introvert in crowds. If I go and there's strangers, I'm really to myself. I'm shy still, but I have unstoppable energy. Unstoppable energy, stamina. I know what that looks like for me, and I'm never going to let that go. When I start to get away from it, it actually drives me nuts, right? I have the love of my life right now with my wife, Lisa. I'm obsessed with, I'm never going to let her feel anything but the way she feels because she makes me feel a certain way. I have such a connection with my kids right now. I went to bed last night and tucked my kids in, and my daughter's like, Dad, she's 13. She's like, Dad, I love you so much. I'm like, oh, I love you too, babe. She goes, no, I mean it. You're really good. I could cry right now. She's like, you're a really good dad in so many ways. I see how busy you are and you work so hard. She said, Dad, get some sleep tonight. You don't sleep enough and you need sleep. Like, I could share more, but I'd cry right now because I walked down the stairs last night after tucking her in. After my son said something similar, I was crying. But that's so damn important to me. I'm not stopping. I know what that means to me. What does more energy, health, vitality look like? And what does it mean to you? Stop screwing around. Because here's now this is where we're going to anchor it in. Step one, anchoring it in. Okay? I didn't give you any magic potions yet. I didn't give you some secret pill that I take that gives me the energy. I take vitamins, but I don't have any magic pill. But here's three things I want you to do, like we do with many things in your business. Right now, do this for me. Please share some of it here. Share it with everybody else. But do this for you. What are three huge benefits or feelings you'll have for taking next level? You might already be doing it, next level action with your health and vitality, whatever it's your health, your fitness, your mental clarity, the energy that you have. What are three things that would be a huge benefit to you? Like right now, we went through that process. So what are they? Like, you know, the whole thing, it's a year from now, you're looking back and it's been the best year of your life with your energy, with your health, the way you feel, the way you look. What are three things that would just make you feel alive or three benefits? Literally right now, right? Write it down right now and put it in here, but also put it in your, hopefully you have a Better Life journal. But put it in your journal right now. Three benefits. It's a year from now. You have more energy than you've ever had. And that's whole, listen, let me just tell you something. Okay. As you're thinking through this, let me tell you the bullshit. Excuse me, on a Saturday, I'm just gonna say it like it is. Let me tell you the bullshit that people say to you. I remember people saying to me when I was in my 30s. Oh, you're in your 30s. 30s, enjoy your 30s. Tell me if you've ever heard that. Enjoy your 30s, because Dean, when you hit your 40s, oh, just everything changes. Everything changes. Shit just starts falling apart. You don't feel good. Your knees hurt. 40s, that didn't mean shit to me, right? 40s were amazing for me. My energy ramped up in my 40s. But then the big one was, yeah, 40s. Rather, you got through the 40s, but you have no idea what the 50s are like. Everything goes fast. It changes. Like, dude, it's just not the same. It's like you eat one bit of sweets and boom, the stomach goes out. You forget cardio for, like, all these stories. I would kick my 41-year-old's ass right now. I'm stronger. I lift more weights. I'm not saying, again, it sounds like I'm bragging, but I don't take testosterone. I'd like to. I tried it about 5 years ago. My hair started falling out, so I didn't want to go bald. So I don't. Because I know your mind is so much stronger than just a shot. Now, if you can get it, it doesn't affect you. Congratulations. And if your doctor says it's good for you, then you should do it. Today's not the day about those like testosterone or HGH or any of that stuff. I'm just talking real. Like, I would kick the shit out of my 41-year-old self right now. Don't listen to anyone. Don't even let your subconscious say, well, we are 40. Well, we are 50. Well, we are 70. My dad's 84. My dad was in my gym yesterday, killing it in the gym. He's 84 years old because he's adapted. And his life, he's made a lot of mistakes. And I'll just be honest, I love him to death. But one thing he hasn't, maybe I got this from him, is his health and his energy is his number one priority and staying youthful. And that guy, he is just my example. 84 years old, the guy could still run, jump, leap. I mean, if you met my dad, you would think he was 60 max. Legit, 60. It's crazy, right? But he's got brothers and sisters. It's not in his genes, because he's got brothers and sisters with the same genes, same DNA, but they didn't take care of himself, didn't obsess on it. And, you know, there's 12 in his family, and there's only two left out of 12, right? And he's one of them. And one of his sisters who took care of herself is 97, I think. So it's just a great example. So I shared that because I want to know right now, for you, what are the three benefits of making this real, right? Taking action with that. But then the part that most people miss, right? And you know I love doing this too, depending on if you're a move away or move towards person, if you're moving away from something, what are, you ready for this one? And I love this, greater confidence, endurance, productivity. I love this. What's this? Mindset, health, body, have loads of energy, confidence, mental clarity, happiness, positive energy, feel energized. Awesome. I love all of this. I love all of this. Better routines, better life, better choices, more time with family, right? I mean, think about that. I don't want to leave my kids, especially now I'm having new kids. I want to be here. So I know what my three are. I know what my top 10 are. But then let's go to the other side. This is the part I want you to be real. I want you to put it in here. Like, don't mess around. Just say the freaking truth. What are three inevitable results? What are three inevitable results a year from now or 20 years from now if you don't take action to improve your health, vitality, and your energy? Let's just be honest. If you just ignore it, if you push it to another day, if you don't make these small shifts, if you don't find a way to focus on the outcome, to know who you're doing it for, why you're doing it, what it looks like in your life, the three things that can benefit you. If you don't make these small shifts, in a year from now, what's the inevitable results? Or 20 years from now? Will the business never get started? We not have the energy to do it? We gain another 5 pounds? Will you stop taking the stairs and just be the elevator or escalator person? Let's get more serious. Could it be diabetes? Could it be that you'll die early? Could it be that you get a disease because you're not taking care of your body? I know some of you are going through some tough times now. I'm not trying to be an ass. But we all get to draw a line in the sand at a certain day. And I'm just trying to give you tools to make this shit go. Make it real, to make it stick, right? Because we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, but let's just get real today. Let's not sugarcoat it. Let's just not be rah, rah, motivation, yell, jump up and down. Let's do this. Yeah, I love all that. I also love to just be real. Like, this is we're like a family, right? Let's just get real. If you don't make shifts, what's inevitably going to happen? And if you're not, yeah, sickness, sadness, being miserable, won't be able to move much, right? This is dementia, right? What about dementia? Diabetes, obesity, depression, right? Physical, finance, business. I mean, you guys are freaking amazing. Honestly, you guys, look at my hair standing up on my arm right now. You guys are just amazing. Because Let's just say it like it is, right? If we don't make shifts, what if it wasn't? What if you never got sick, never got diabetes? Let's not talk about dementia or death. What if you just didn't have the energy and the vitality and the freaking power to just take the business that you're starting, whether that's KBB or scaling or whatever it is that you're doing? What if you just didn't have the energy to do it? And a year from now, you are exactly where you are right now. How does that feel? How does that feel being on an inner circle 1 year from today and going, oh my God, I just missed another year. Oh, you know that feeling? Shit, another year. Okay, let me try it. Why not just decide today? Listen, let's just be honest. There's been fad diets, fad exercises, all the stuff. And I don't know which one's the best. I don't. I just choose a balance, right? And we'll talk more about that in a minute. But couldn't we agree that if you say you wanted to lose a little weight and have more energy, be a little healthier, can we agree right now that if we ate smarter and worked out more, we would be healthier? I'm not trying to be a jerk. Can we agree that? Do we all know that too much sugar is bad for us? Can we all agree that that's true, right? Do we all, can we all agree that more live green or multicolored vegetables, more of those, is better for us, right? I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying some things are simple. Do we know that if we had more cardiovascular movement in our body, that it's good for us? Do we know that a little weight training to keep our bones and muscles, you know, keep our muscles strong and keep our bones in place is good for us? Again, I'm not trying to. But the problem is we get sucked into counting our macros, counting our calories, and this new diet. Like, you're really going to fit that shit in your life? You're really going to count your macros or your calories every day and put it into an app? I'm just being honest. Let's just say it real. You're going to put your shit in an app every day and track it? Is that really going to lose the weight? Come on. Is it really going to put you in shape? Give you the energy? No. We got to find stuff that matches in our lives, that builds into a routine that's like, you already know how to eat healthy. If you don't, go watch a video on YouTube. Find something that you can do that's sustainable. Say no to the breads, the extra bread, the extra sugar, the extra soda, the dessert most of the time. You say no to that. Say yes to the things that fill your body. We know good carbs are, you know, sweet potatoes and oatmeal or whatever, right? You kind of know it. So stop waiting for the magical, like I always say, don't wait for the magical money machine. Don't wait for the magical diet. Just eat healthier and exercise and move more. Like, eat better, move more. We're all in better shape now. The shit that's not going to get you is not the tactical. It's the practical. It's the things that I just shared here. Can we say, can we agree? Listen, can we just do, I didn't expect this to go here, but can we just freaking all agree? There's so many of you who are in amazing shape here, right? I'm getting it. I don't want you to think I'm preaching to everybody and think you're all, like, I know most of you take care of yourself, but there's another level. And there's older, there's more years coming our way, no matter what. The next 10 years is coming, no matter what. So why not attack it better? Okay, here's a couple other things I wrote down randomly. And then we're going to get to some Q&A here in a few minutes. One, don't tell anyone. Commit here to this room that you're going to make some shifts, but don't tell anyone. Why do I say that? It's like when you start a business. Everybody's like, oh, it's not the right time. You see, it's COVID. You're going to start a business during COVID? Yes. Right? This is probably the greatest time in ever to start the right business, right? You tell somebody that you want to get in better shape, lose weight. Everybody's got an opinion. Oh, you should do this, that. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, you should eat better. Oh, you look beautiful. Like, it's not for someone else. It's for you. All the stuff we just went through, it's not about letting them know. Let them just see it. You know, my grandmother taught me one of the greatest lessons in life. Never tell people what you're going to do. Just let them see what you've done. Isn't it amazing? Wouldn't you rather just, when COVID ends, you walk into a room and everybody's like, what is that energy around her? Oh my God, she's alive. Wouldn't that be cooler than telling everybody what you're going to do? Okay. Number two, get help if you need to, right? If that's following YouTube videos or paying, cutting a check for a coach or an online coach or reading a book, but find something that fits you. Listen, it'll never work. If you read it, it's like count your macros. I know I will never. I have 100 apps on my phone of friends and family who give me stuff and people who are in this business. Thanks. I see all the commitments coming. I don't use one of them. I'm never going to count my calories. I just know. You just know. And then if I have a bad week where I binged on pizza with the kids and ate a big old cheeseburger, I know that next week I got to be way smarter. Next week, my kids are like, why aren't you saying no, Dad? I'm like, yeah, Dad went a little crazy last week. You just know. So just commit, but get help if you need to. Set a goal for yourself, right? This is just random, not in order. Set a goal. Whether that's mental clarity, I want to be clearer thinking at 8 o'clock at night. Could be energy. I want to be alive at 7 o'clock. I want to tuck the kids in at 8 and I want to work on KBB or something from 8 to 11. Like, how do you get that energy, right? Or get up early. Set a goal, right? Get up at 5. Do something different. Like, whatever that goal is. I want to be able to get up at 5 and feel alive. I want to be alive at 5. whatever that is, set your goals, Anchorman. Post picks in group, like-minded people, like in the KBB group or the Inner Circle group, post a picture of yourself. Say, I'm dropping 10 pounds. Or just do a post. I get tired at 6. That's not going to be. I'm committing to this group. I'm going to have energy right until 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. Or I'm going to get up earlier. Just post it. Because sometimes, and I don't, again, when I said don't tell anyone, I mean the friends and family around you. When you're in a group like this, everybody here is going to cheer you on. Right? That's why you're a part of something like Inner Circle. Why you should be here, right? Is because you got a group who's going to cheer you on, support you, and celebrate you, right? Small hinges. I wrote small hinges swing big doors. It's kind of what I've been talking about. Don't look for, and this is just, listen, take what serves you, throw the rest away. I just don't think you should be looking for that next greatest thing. And I know it's really difficult because a lot of gyms are shut down. Then Google a way to get exercise in at home. I'm doing the same things, right? When I went up to Flagstaff, I had to figure out how to do it. I brought little bands that you can get on. My wife got them on Amazon for like $5, and I was using bands to stay. Like, you do what you got to do, right? But remember, it's the small hinges, right? I'm just going to say no to bread, the white bread. I'm going to say no to dessert for a month. Like, it's the little things. I'm going to say yes to one extra helping of green vegetables each day, right? I'm going to say yes to, walking or running or doing bands or working out in my, like, little things that accumulate, and all of a sudden you look back in 90 days and you look, feel, and act different, right? So it's the small things that swing a big door. I said change one small routine at a time. If you try to change them all, it's like New Year's resolutions. How many people have set New Year's resolutions and the shit didn't happen? All of you. Because you set so many things at once. Change one little routine at a time. Let them accumulate. And then the shift happens at the end. And somebody just said sleep. Do you know how much better you sleep when you exercise? Do you know how much better you sleep when you eat right? You're not going to bed like, oh, the big pasta dinner, the big old, my wife's Mexican. Her dad cooks the best Mexican food in the world. Sometimes I'll have taco. I'll eat like nobody's business. And I'm in bed that night like, oh my God, I feel so sick. Or my father-in-law loves to cook steak and he's so good at cooking steak. How does one person cook steak on a grill and it tastes completely different? I could put the same steak on the grill. It just doesn't taste the same. And I'll eat way too much meat. I'll go to bed like breathing like and sweating like I'm in a meat coma. I'll do it, but it doesn't make me feel good. So then I'll go, yeah, I'm not doing meat like that for a month, right? You just know. Just make those small shifts. Many of you know, can't let your mind be in control. This is a little game I play with myself, that I don't let my mind be stronger than like my soul and my determination, right? My brain, I don't know about you, but I want to tell you, my brain will still say, let's not work out today. You've been working out a lot. Oh, you deserve that pizza and ice cream. Come on. You deserve that. Like, I want to give. If you think I don't have pizza every once in a while, do you think I don't have a dessert, especially with my wife wanting it 3 days a week? I do. But I find a way to offset that, right? But I also don't let my mind tell me I deserve it all the time. I don't let my mind say you should sleep today or you should not work out today or you should just eat the way you want. I don't, because that's why I'm successful in business. That's why I'm successful with my health. That's why I'm successful as a dad. My I feel like I was born a pessimist and I have to work to be an optimist. I was born with a subconscious that wants to play small, that's scared, that has self-doubt. Screw that. If I listen to that, I'll get the results most people have. So don't let your brain and your thoughts mess with you. Let your soul and your desires take ownership. And you must give yourself credit. Here's another one. You must give yourself credit for the small wins, right? If you decide, I'm not going to eat bread next month, give yourself credit. That's huge. You decide, I'm going to get up a half hour early. Celebrate that. Not when the weight goes away. Celebrate that you decided that. Celebrate. Who's making, after what I shared today, tell me right now, who's making at least one shift, right? Who's making at least one shift and committing to it, right? If you are, let me know. Celebrate the decision to make a shift and then celebrate the next one and then celebrate the next one. And then celebrate the next one. And then all of a sudden you'll turn around and your life has changed, right? That's how you do this. Now, another thing too, here in a few minutes, I'm going to get to a couple questions. So if you have a question for me, put a Q and write it in. Mike, I know you're watching. If you could do me a favor, because they go by pretty quick, and I don't want to be distracted. If you could grab me some questions, that would be awesome, Mike. So if you got a question, put a Q and write your question. Now, my morning routine, right? Now put those up in a minute, Mike. They'll distract me now, but we can go on those in a little bit. But that's cool that you put them up on the prompter. Thank you. I know, but it distracts me, so. Okay. All right, so my morning routine. This is what I was saying, the little rituals that can make big shifts. Now, I screw up my morning routine sometimes, so I want to be honest with you. I love just being transparent. I screw up my morning routine still 2 days a week. Maybe now because I'm working with Tony on such a deep level, so I'm helping run Tony's company and my company and the marketing for both, and I'm still the guy who writes the books and goes live and does, and no complaints, and being a good dad. So sometimes I get up and I screw up my morning routine, and it actually screws up my whole day. And my morning routine, I'm at 5 days a week, and I want to get to seven, but at least 5 days a week I do this. I wake up, and I don't look at this first. I practice a little gratitude. Like when I say a little gratitude, like I just think of that moment. Like I look over at my wife, I can be grateful for her, see my son in the crib, or know my kids are upstairs safe, or that we impacted 22,000 lives at UPW. But it doesn't have to be big things. Sometimes you run out of the big things. Sometimes I just wake up and go, I'm just so happy to be alive. I'm here to fight another day, right? The sheets feel good. I got a good night's sleep. My neck doesn't hurt. It's sunny out, it's raining out, like anything to just put your mind in a gratitude place, in a grateful space. But I do that in moments. And then I think through one win from the day before, like, well, yesterday, oh my God, yesterday was such a good day. Could be a win that I bonded with my son, had a moment with my wife, or we had a breakthrough with my team. Or I ran the best mile of my life, whatever it is, it's just one win from the day before. Then I think of a win from that day that I want to accomplish that day. Like, what would be a win today if I got this done or this achieved? Great conversation. Solve that problem Tony's dealing with, or I'm dealing with, or my wife's dealing with, or my kids are dealing with, right? It all happens in moments, but I haven't done anything except feed my brain, remind myself that I got great stuff done yesterday, remind myself I'm going to have a great day today, and then I go out into my kitchen, and I have a little routine. That routine has changed a little bit. Some of you know my morning routine with a green drink and lemon and apple cider vinegar. Only thing I've added recently is I get up, I do a bowl of oatmeal with rice milk or almond milk. But I do a bowl of oatmeal. I put some, a little bit of flax seed, a little bit of chia seed, a little bit of hemp seed, some almonds or some cashews and some almond milk. And there's one other thing, spirulina, nibs, like little chunks of spirulina. That's my new routine in the morning because I need more energy to work out. I found myself really shaky because I used to work out just on the green drink. And so now I do my green drink, like just a green powder with some like vitamins. I do some MCT oil. And I know some people are fasting in the morning. Again, I'm just sharing what works for me. And I do a little, I drink that. I down that along with this bowl of oatmeal. And I wait about 10 minutes and then I go move. And my routine now is I got a new routine. Again, it shifts. This is just for me. I take about a 15-minute walk every morning. And that allows me, that's kind of my meditation. That gets me clear. I pray a lot. I thank God. I do this. Sometimes I'll talk to Tony. He's going to bed. I'm waking up. Crazy schedule mix. Or I'll talk to a dear friend. Or I'll call my mom. In those 15-minute walk, I walk around my block. In that 15 minutes, I do a variety of things that puts me in a really great space. Then I go exercise. Whether that's a run, run on the treadmill, do some weights. That's my routine. If I follow that routine in the morning, I'm pure fire for the entire day. Pure fire. I'm in offense. Like, come on, bring it. I got it. Then there's other days, still a couple days a week, maybe one day a week. Sometimes it's one day a week. It could be 3 days a week, but I'll get up and the first thing I'll do is, oh, let me just check. Oh, there's that one. Let me just check that one message. Oh man, why did that fall through? Hold on. Let me get my pen. Okay, I got to call so-and-so. Oh shit, that deal fell through. Oh, that's a good one. It's like Russian roulette. Like I'll write down 10 things. I'll get in business mode at 5 a.m. when I'm up. I'm like, oh, I got to do that. Let me record this one audio. Hey, what's up, everybody? I don't want to send it now. I'll mark that to send because I'll probably wake them up. And then I look and it's like 6:30. I'm like, oh shit, I missed my workout. Oh, let me grab my drink and I'll make my drink. I'm like, oh wait, let me finish. And then I'll go to the gym and do a half-ass workout because it's already too late, right? And then the rest of my day is just not the same. So I'm just giving you a little example of someone who does this for a living, who's teaching you. I still screw it up, but I work on it. And it's at least 5 or 6 days a week. It used to be one day a week I'd get it right. Right? I hope someday it's 7. Maybe it'll always be 6 days a week. But those 6 days keep me in great shape. They keep me to accomplish more than anyone I know. They keep me moving forward, allow me to have success in many areas of my life. So what are the little routines and the shifts that you could make that can really, the little hinge that can swing a big door, right? Make choices now for a better life in the future. Find a way to love what you do. Like, even if you're in a career you hate right now, hack yourself to know that, hack your brain, find a way to love it and say, this is just a temporary shift until I go into the knowledge industry full time, until I start doing more masterminds, workshops, my Zoom trainings start paying the bills, or I scale this business, or whatever business you're in, right? Find a way to love it temporarily, because that gives you more enthusiasm to go, I don't like what I'm doing, but I'm going to crush it until I bounce out of there and do this full time. It shifts the way you look at life. Adopt an always growing mindset. Like, just don't we just always want to be better today than we were yesterday? How many people get to a certain age and they're like, they actually die at 50, but they don't recognize that death until they're 82, right? I want to be smarter on the day before I pass away than the day before that, right? Like, I just, that's smarter, growing, learning, expanding, being open-minded, shifting beliefs, like, that keeps you alive and vibrant, right? And track your progress. So that's my training. That's my thoughts. So there was no magical pill. There was no secret. But it kind of is a secret, right? It's a secret that's out in the open, but nobody wants that one. Everybody wants the magic pill, the juice cleanse, the fasting in the morning. Everybody wants that. But really it's this. Isn't it kind of the same with your business? With your business, isn't it the same, right? Okay, let's get to some questions. Mike, you want to bring those up? Now look at you. Fancy, Mike, fancy. Let's see, how do you get off sugar without the horrible withdrawals? Julia, I hope that's Julia. How do you get off sugar? Listen, I go through that too, because, right, we know, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know all the answers, but I know this. If I do have sugar more in a month with my kids, they're making ice cream sundaes, I'm like, fine, I'll have one. And then a couple days later, it's a cookie. I crave it so bad. And I guess, right, that the candida builds in your body. You probably know this, and most of you probably know this better than me, but candida builds the yeast from the sugar. And that yeast lives off of sugar, and it makes you crave it even more, right? I get that. So what I would do is, I don't have all the answers. Sometimes I white knuckle it. Sometimes I just bear through it. Sometimes I'll wean off with fruit and get it down. Sometimes I will literally just start doing green drinks a couple times during the day, like a green powder, one scoop. Like, I'm craving sugar. If I put a scoop of green powder into a drink, shake it up and down it, it literally craves that for me. So I would Google it, watch a YouTube video, but you just know that you have, if you're eating a lot of sugar, you have candida, you have yeast that's craving that. It could make you crave a glass of wine. It could make you crave dessert. It could make you crave bread. And don't deprive yourself. Just find, if you're doing bread, bake. You know what I do at my house? Always in Tupperware, there's always sweet potatoes. Once a week, my wife or I will chop up sweet potatoes and bake them. Literally, just bake them like thick chips, like chips a half inch thick. Not all the way down, just the soft, and they're in the fridge. And sometimes when I'm craving that or craving bread, I'll just go in and grab two sweet potatoes and down those. Hope that helps. I have a physical disability, and I've had to deal with health issues my whole life, and I'm only 34. I'm so sorry. It's Veronica. I'm so sorry for that. Do you have any mindset strategies that can benefit me when my health issues are unavoidable? Yeah, of course. And it's kind of the same stuff we struggled here. Like, you want to get healthier. Listen, I don't know what you're going through, and I promise you, I'm saying a prayer as I'm thinking about you right now, right? So I don't have the answers, and I have no idea what you're facing. But, you know, there's some pretty fundamental things. Like, my son has eczema, asthma, lots of allergies, and a nut allergy. And he's like, kind of always struggling with that. Food will get to him. He has gluten issues. I feel horrible for him. He's such a good kid. And it really messes with his mind. Like, it'll mess with him, like, because he feels like he can't eat anything or do anything. But I really help him with the mindset stuff that I shared here. Now, on the physical side, we know there's some fundamental things. For him, when his eczema is bugging him or his allergies are bugging him, I just know if we cut down on gluten dairy, and sugar. Those three things, it's for every autoimmune disease, that's the magic three, right? But then I work on his mindset and I start focusing on the outcomes. Like, why does he want to overcome this and feel healthier? Who's he doing it for? What should he focus on? How he could get the outcomes? Now he's 11, it doesn't stick, but we're older, you're 34. It's like everything I shared, watch the first part of this again. And knowing that what we focus on is what we get, right? Well, how does one person with, and I don't want to be extreme, with an illness like cancer, which is disgusting, how does one person fight it with a smile, focusing on solutions, while another person hears the verdict and goes, this is it. I knew I was going to get it. I can't believe I got it. I got to say goodbye to everyone when someone else refuses. Now, it doesn't mean definitely the person who refuses is going to live, but they approach it in a different way, right? So I would just question your mindset whenever you can, and fall back on my books, fall back on past inner circles. We have an inner circle on how to deal with big problems, right? Go see that one. See the success loop, right? That's why you have access to all of these. So I hope that helps, Veronica. There was a time I woke up excited to grab my day. Then when thrived on eating and living well. I don't want to do the right thing under duress or discipline. I want to do it because I love it again. How do I get there? I don't know if you're a part of KBB or if you have my book, Millionaire Success Habits. Go through the 7 levels deep. You need to find your purpose again. And I know like your purpose, but we must do this. We have to find our whys. If we don't find why we're doing this, man, life can just seem, especially with all the craziness and uncertainty that's going on in the world right now, if we don't have a true reason to get out of bed, bigger than paying the bills, bigger than just being a dad or being a mom, bigger than just being a husband or just surviving, like we need something bigger. And usually that bigger is not more financial gain or a bigger house. It's usually bigger in your heart. So we got to get out of here and get in here. So I'd suggest either in the inner circle, I'm sure I've done the 7 levels deep, like finding your why. It's in KBB. It's in my books. Go through that exercise. That's my homework for you, is go through that exercise. All right. When you get up at 5 a.m., when are you going to bed? Okay, I used to be in bed by 10. So I would be asleep by 10. That's not really happening lately because I'm so busy. So I'm asleep at 11:30, 12 o'clock. So I'm doing 5-6 hours sleep right now. I love 7 hours sleep. If I can do 7 hours sleep, oh my God, I'm fine no matter what, because I think my brain can overpower anything. I've trained my brain to never be tired. You're never going to see me yawn. You're never going to say, oh, I need more of this green tea. Ooh, how are you at in a minute? Like, I've trained my brain. Screw that. For me, now this is my personal thing, and you could, guys, if you want to criticize this, you can. I do not let my kids walk around with their hair like this and their shoes untied. My grandmother and my dad were like, if you're up, you're up. Like, I don't like my kids like, oh, I'm just really tired today. Like, I don't know why I'm designed that way. Like, if you're up, your brain is strong enough to power through. And if you train yourself that way, you don't have to, like, should you have days of rest? Absolutely. But like, I feel like my kids, if they don't, like, untied sneakers bug me. Bug my grandmother, bug my dad. Bugs me. I'm like, that's lazy. It takes 3 seconds to tie your shoes. Don't slide in and crush the heel. Come on. Like, I'm not going to hire you if you want to work for my company and you're slopping around with your shoes falling off and your hair looking like this because you didn't take 5 minutes or it's 10 o'clock in the morning and brush your teeth yet. Like, that was my grandma, that was my dad, and that's in my DNA. But that's the way I feel. It's like, if you're going to get up, doesn't matter if you have 3 hours sleep or 5 hours. I feel it's mental. You guys are all going to disagree with me maybe and be upset, but I think, listen, I want to get back to 7 hours sleep. I made that commitment actually this week. I need 7 hours. 5, I just feel a little off, right? But you're never going to see me yawn. You're never going to see me acting like I'm tired. I'm never going to be like, oh God, I'm so tired. Another night. Oh, just 3 hours. Like, screw that. I'm strong enough to overcome that, right? That's the way I feel. So agree or not, I told you, I share it like I see it. Take what serves you, throw the rest of the way. Shannon, what is your ritual? How do you block time for your kids, your business, your exercise? I start thinking about it and I feel overwhelmed. Okay, you can't block the time until you go back and say no to all the stuff you shouldn't be doing. Simple as that. There's more time in your life, Shannon. You're just saying yes to shit that doesn't serve you, God, the universe, better health, vitality, your children, your family, your business. So you need to throw a lot of stuff out. I do it all the time. I still do. You see, I fit in being a coach and a good dad and a good husband and 13 businesses and partnering with Tony and UPWs and writing books and doing this for you. I fit it in because I don't say yes. I say no to mostly everything, Shannon, like everything. Sorry to say, but I do. I don't. I don't do anything that doesn't serve the things that really light me up. I love what I do. I hope you can tell. Can you guys tell I love this? I love sharing. I loved what we created with KBB. I love my last book. I loved helping Tony rock UPW. I wasn't up on, I mean, I went up the last day. I got to serve, but that was Tony's gig. And I loved it because I got to serve through Tony, helping him do his brilliance. There's nobody better in the world than him. So I do, I say yes to the things I love, and pretty much else, all else is a no. My kids and my family, my wife, serving the world, growing as a human, being healthy. Not really much else. I say no to all the other things. There's things on your list that have to be a no. And when you have the nerve to say no to them, you'll fit it all in. Promise you. Okay, last question. What was your greatest challenge to increasing your health? Greatest challenge, probably what Shannon asked, time, right? So for me, if I don't work out at 5:30 in the morning, I pretty much won't, because I get sucked into my day. As you can imagine, my days are busy. So I'll pretend and I'll lie to myself. I'll be like, oh, you know what? Today I had to get this business done. Let me work out at 2 o'clock today. Let me work out at 4. Never happens. Not sometimes, never. I bet you in the last 10 years, I've worked out 10 times in the afternoon. In 10 years. If I don't work out, that's my routine. 5 o'clock, getting prepared. 5:30, I got to be in the gym. 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm starting my day, right? If I don't do that, it doesn't work. So my biggest challenge is creating a morning routine that's focused on me. Because if I'm not healthy, how do I supply this energy to you if I'm not healthy? How do I supply it to my kids? How do I help my brother Tone and my other partners and Brendan and other people that I'm partners with? How do I help them? I got to be fit. I got to be strong. I got to be healthy. I got to be alert. I got to be clear. So I got to make that time. That's why my morning routine is absolutely bulletproof, and no one can mess with it. Guys, I appreciate you so much. I love having time with you. If you guys like this, let me know. Give me a thumbs up. Again, I never taught this before. I got 2 pages of notes. I wanted to do it in the best way possible. And a couple of things. You guys are always asking, and I always forget at the end. So one thing, if you're not following my podcast, The Dean Graziosi Show, go ahead and do that. If you know, it's The Dean Graziosi Show. What I just found out 2 days ago, or maybe last week, that we're number 26 in the world for entrepreneurial podcasts. I can't believe it. I feel amazing. It's 3 hits a week. They're like 10 minutes long. So if you want to put that on your list, at Dean, or The Dean Graziosi Show is my podcast. You know, I try to do a story every day on Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, you should, at Dean Graziosi. For those of you, and write this down, and somebody, if you could put it in here, I'd appreciate it. About 80% of you, 70% of you in this group are KBB members, and I talk about it all the time. And then we'll always get emails like, what's KBB? I forget some people are just inner circle members. So if you want to learn more about KBB, go to deanstraining.com. Can someone write that in for me? So this will save a whole bunch of emails for customer service. It's deanstraining.com, and you can sign up for the 2-hour webcast with Tony and I, and I'll explain everything of what KBB is. And then lastly, people ask about my book. So I'm just going to share that. Deansbook.com, The Underdog Advantage. I know the majority of you have it. I would bet to say 90% of you have it. But for those of you, so you don't have to send an email, you just go to deansbook.com and you can grab The Underdog Advantage. You just cover the shipping and handling. All right, guys, this has been an amazing day. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, KBB does rock. This was so much fun. I'm glad you joined me here on a Saturday. Make a commitment. I didn't share this today. I didn't come here on a Saturday and leave my family just to ramble, just to take up your time. I came here to serve. I came here to give you what I believe is the real deal to change. Not the thing I think is the most attractive. This is the stuff that'll make long-lasting change. And how you could pay me back for all this is simply doing it. All right, guys. Inner Circle family, I love you. I appreciate you all. Have an amazing day. Remember, check out the podcast. Check out on Instagram, deanstraining.com, for more details on KBB, and deansbook.com for The Underdog Advantage. See you guys. Have an awesome Saturday.